Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Talk Show about relationships. We also have with us tonight our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good to see you,
good
girls.
Good to see you guys.
Again. We can't meet like this once a week. This is, you know,
we gotta
but
stop.
We do have
like
to meet
this.
Like yeah. this once a week.
Our phone number for you folks out there, and we would like to hear from you because we have a really interesting topic tonight. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Well, you're already listening to us. I don't have to tell you what radio station we are. I will pass this on over to Lenny, who's going to tell us about our sponsor.
You can also tell them how to reach
us. That's right.
If they're,
I forgot.
Don't want to call
sorry.
In.
You can text L at
707-499-8999.
One more time. That was good.
707-499-8999.
Thank you. Or you can message us on Facebook Messenger to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim.
That's if you're shy and you don't feel like calling in and you want to stay anonymous but want to weigh in.
Yeah, if you're too shy to call. Yeah. Okay, so Lenny now will tell us about our sponsor.
Our sponsor.
Awesome
Amazing
sponsors.
Sponsor, yeah.
All the way through the end of the year, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. We love them. They're local.
Incredible company.
Very, very, very incredible couple that runs the business, that owns a business. Several locations. We're lucky enough to have home base here in Reading. And they are a staffing company that believes in finding the right candidate for your business the first time. That means that you're not going to have to get someone, train them for the day, send them back, and try someone else. The cool thing about K&S is they know who they're sending you because they have in-depth interviews with all of their employees that they screen and hire to send to your business.
Yeah, so they know the employee, they know the business. And
they know the business and the employee. Yes, they marry them together.
You know, and that's a recipe for longevity.
Absolutely.
I wish they were around when I had my pharmacy.
Yeah.
And you know how much money that saves, truly?
Yeah, when, no,
it's
I know.
Amazing.
What's it cost to get somebody up to speed?
Yeah.
All that time. Well, so, anyway, K&S does it different. I highly recommend getting a hold of them if you're looking for work or you're an employer that's looking for a top-notch employee. You can find them in Reading on Bocelli Lane in the Bocelli Square, or you can give them a buzz at 530-605-4517.
All right.
Thank
that's
you.
Sponsor. Thank
yeah,
you for that.
Thank you.
And L.
Yeah.
What the heck are we talking about?
What the L are we talking about tonight? Well, you know, we always try to accommodate special requests. This is one we haven't done in a long time. It's probably been about a year.
We touched on it.
Yeah, a year ago.
And we deep dive it into
it. Yeah, so tonight we're talking about attachment styles, and if this is something new to you, attachment styles is what it says it is. It's how you attach and what attachments look like in relationships. There's four main styles. We're going to go over those tonight and how those attachment styles play a crucial role in shaping how you think and behave in romantic relationships. So this is a show about relationships. That's pretty the focus we're going to take on it tonight. So we're just going to go through the four styles. We have the four styles are secure attachment style, avoidant attachment style, anxious, and disorganized. And so we're going to...
Four
main ones. Okay. I'm sure that there's a blending and a bleeding and a shifting in and out. And I think, you know, you were talking, Lenny, early before the show that we can weave in and out of attachment styles, and that can have a lot of influence on who we're with.
But we have a combination.
Definitely. Yeah. I can think of a time in my life where I was one style and then went to another and then went back to my original. So I think it has to do with something that's happened in your life, too, that might throw you into a different attachment style for a minute.
And how the relationship influences you, because
exactly.
And you're not stuck. If we're going through the attachment styles and something you resonate with one of them, know that you're not stuck in an attachment style.
Well, you can change.
There's definitely room for change, room for growth, self-awareness, understanding which one you're predominant in. And I know in my marriage, I went into it securely attached. And then as the addiction issues arose, not my addiction issues. Okay.
You said when.
Wow, I said that really emphatically. Not mine. No, but as the addiction issues arose in our marriage, my ex had challenges with that. My attachment style shifted. And, I didn't know how to manage what was hitting me like a freight train. So the first one we're going to get into is secure attachment. And, I just pulled some things off the internet. And when the secure attachment develops is when a child consistently receives care and support from caregivers. I mean, that seems like a given. You're secure. When your parents or your caregivers, your primary relationships have been consistent, you can rely on them, they're dependable, you know what to expect from them, then you're going to develop in a secure way. I think that goes without saying, but it's good to say it anyway. You're able to build people who have a secure attachment. And Ron, we've talked a lot about you have this secure, you're a very secure attached person.
I think I am.
You were raised,
in a good family.
And
I had that.
Of the three of us, probably the most secure attached. So you have the ability to build long, healthy, lasting relationships. And some of the characteristics of a secure attachment include that you're able to regulate your emotions. Well, for one, you're safe. You're not discounted. You're, as a kid, when you're growing up and you're feeling something or you're expressing yourself, you're not discounted. You're not told, shut up. What you're going through is acknowledged and validated. And so you have a sense of trust. You learn mostly to trust yourself. You have trust in what you're experiencing is accurate and reliable. You're probably learning effective communication. Maybe your parents have modeled how to self-reflect, how to take a look at something and go, oh, okay, yeah. So with this secure attachment, you tend to feel comfortable expressing yourself. And again, I'm going to say, this depends on relationships, but as a child, if you're comfortable and you're safe expressing yourself, you're not suppressed, you're not subject to abuse, abandonment, neglect, and any number of things that create the emotional, mental, physical dysfunction in your family, you're going to have these people have modeled for you healthy ways of communicating so that things aren't, a situation isn't escalated every time you bring something up that may be uncomfortable.
So initially, everyone has some kind of attachment style depending on how they're brought up as a child. Yes.
Has a lot to do with it.
I mean, you come into the world as a child, as a baby. I always say there's only one true narcissist, and that's a baby. The right to be a narcissist, because that baby is completely dependent on
totally.
You to meet its needs. So as its needs are met and as its needs are validated, that baby is developing its attachment style, which goes without saying. But children come into the world expecting their needs to be met. If somebody comes into the world and those needs are grossly neglected or even grossly overindulged, it's going to create some attachment issues. And so I think this is a good place to draw a line on it. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes. Thank you for joining us.
Be right back.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L. You know you
good
got
evening, Ann. Welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L talk show about relationships. And we have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Lenny. Good evening. Hi, guys.
Hi there. Our phone number, waiting for the phone to ring, 530. I know you all want to talk. 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Call and share your story. If you want, if you're too shy to call, you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you,
girls. Every time.
Or you can message us on Facebook Messenger to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or me, Ron Lim. And Lenny, could you tell us about our sponsor?
Yes, we have a sponsor, and we have them through our Happy New Year, and they are K&S Staffing, which I hate to sound biased, but
K&S Staffing Solutions
Incorporated.
Yeah,
if you want to get down to the
because
nitty-gritty,
they're about solutions.
They are, yeah. And they've solved the problem for
they
the
have.
Employee and the employer. They're also a true industrial staffing company, so they're OSHA approved.
Explain that to us.
Well, that means that not only are you going to get clerical, medical, administrative, but you're also going to get into construction, manufacturing, and running heavy equipment and things that are a little more high-tech on the job, a little more dangerous out of the office. Mm-hmm. They also are offering benefits, which I think is kind of cool,
yeah,
because each and every one of the employees can earn up to 40 hours of pay time off at no additional cost. So that's really, really awesome. Their pay is on spot, if not better, very competitive. And they actually interview every single one of their employees and businesses, employers, so they can create a perfect connection
and
match.
Stellar business.
Yeah. So for more information, please give them a call at 630-605-4517, or you can just pop right in the door on Bocelli Lane in the Bocelli Lane Shopping Center.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, so we went on break before. Where were we?
We were talking about attachment styles.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, okay. Just thought you wanted to know. We were on secure attachment. The four styles are secure attachment, fearful or avoidant, anxious, and dismissive. So the fearful and avoidant under the same.
Well, before you finish that list, I got a text here. It said, okay. Is there a hot mess attachment style? Thank you for that one.
It's not a closed loop. I mean, we can add more to
We
could create our own.
Yeah, send in your info. We'll
I got a text also that I'm going to read anonymously. That this person texted in and said that their attachment style changed since the marriage ended. And
makes sense.
During the marriage and prior to the marriage, this person was very secure, but is now a mix of secure and anxious. And that does make sense.
Sure.
Those long-term relationships shape us, mold us, impact us. I mean, really, they begin to live in your very nervous system. There's a great book called The Body Keeps Score. Can't remember the author, but if you want to learn and understand how life impacts your body and your body keeps score, these thick traumas live in your body. Great book. Got off on a tangent there, but we were on secure attachment style, and some of the ways that you can recognize a child, and I don't want to focus too much on the child, but you can relate to this if this was you when you were little, perhaps, or your own children, that a securely attached person, when they were young, they're upset when their caregiver leaves, but happy when they return. So if you watch a child that's not that upset when the caregiver leaves, or they have no affect, or they're flat, and then when the caregiver comes back, there's still that flatness, then there's something problematic going on. I'm not going to say what, but you want to, pay attention to that. The securely attached child is going to seek comfort from the parent when they're frightened. So if you're not securely attached, if the child's not securely attached, they don't feel like they can go to the parent.
Feel safe.
Right. Greets parents with positivity, prefers the parents over strangers, with the exception of grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I like to think that my grandson finds me preferable to anyone else but his parents. And what that looks like as an adult is it looks like that you're trusting and you have lasting relationships. You have good self-esteem. You share your feelings with your partners and friends. You're able to express them. It's just clear.
Communicate.
Yeah. And you're capable of seeking social support. So that's kind of finishing up. However, with like we just said, like the person that texted in, you can, if you're securely attached, you can experience difficulty when relating to those who aren't securely attached. And so a securely attached person is seeing the world through a secure lens and maybe will pair up with somebody who's not securely attached, and that can create a lopsidedness in the relationship, and then that can impact the securely attached person's experiences. So we've covered that. I think people who are securely attached know we're going to get in the next attachment style that we're going to cover is the avoidant attachment style. So it's considered dismissive or avoidant. And the avoidant has intense emotions. In a relationship, the avoidant attached person can feel overwhelmed and cause you to pull away. That overwhelm can cause you to pull away from others. Avoidant attachment style can arise from, this is interesting, from either strict or emotionally detached caregivers. So if a caregiver is too strict or too emotionally detached, it can lead to avoidance, leading to a strong sense of independence. Now, that's interesting, reading these notes, because you wouldn't think of independence being an avoidance. So
the I know that the but I mean, just to make it simple, the avoidant person will love bomb you and take you in, and then when they feel too close, they'll just push you back for you know, they get too much.
Interesting.
And that's what they do. They push you back. And then after a while, they bring you back in. So that's just.
So it's that sense of, and when you say the love bombing, of course, I'm thinking of the narcissistic.
No, not that. I mean.
I mean, it can be a narcissistic trait, you know, where you want that intimacy. The person wants that intimacy.
And once you get it.
Badly, but then is terrified of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So individuals with avoidant attachment will avoid emotional or physical intimacy. Have commitment issues and struggle with trust.
We have a friend that, you know, had a ex-boyfriend who was an avoidant type.
And, we have a lot of friends that have exes with avoidant type personalities.
Only one I can think of.
But okay.
So, I just remember the things that she went through.
So this is interesting. So the avoidant attachment person has a... may have a positive view of themselves, but a negative view of others.
Right.
That's interesting. Values independence and self-sufficiency. And I'm going to say to a fault, I can do it on my own. I don't need anybody. And you hear this, I don't need a blankety blank. You hear a lot of women say that. I don't need a man. These are women that have been hurt, traumatically hurt.
Yeah.
I don't need... because the truth is we all have needs. We all have needs, but if you're in a position where needing is scary, then you've had something in your life that's created that fear of attachment for you.
I know the avoidant also like, you know, to have their own space, independence. So,
Closeness is terrifying.
Yeah, they have control over their own space.
Staying in their own little world has been what has kept them safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's been their way of problem solving, self protection, coping skill. That's the word I'm looking for. Two words. So the avoidant, obviously in the word, avoids closeness, avoids intimacy. Withdraws from relationships, so just can't get close to them. You want to. They may be charming. They may be wonderful. You may see all the amazing traits in them, but they just cannot do the closeness thing. It's too terrifying. And again, I want to say that just because you're in an attachment style doesn't mean that you're stuck with it.
Right.
You know, you can do the work, self-evaluate, and get help and understanding around it. So the avoidant will also suppress feelings and not be able to share, not be able to reach out, not be able to engage with a support system.
Well, you know, after I learned about these attachment styles from you a year ago, I think an important message is if you are dating somebody, and it's new, and you can figure out their attachment style, you can look into how to interact with that.
Yeah.
And how to handle that kind of attachment style.
Yes.
And maybe you can navigate, you know.
Especially if you're a secure attachment style, you can potentially. I think as you get older, that's harder. I don't have the bandwidth, the emotional bandwidth anymore for it that I did when I was younger.
That all makes a difference, too.
Yeah. I mean, your age. I mean, we're bringing up a good point here is how you handle these things at different phases in your life.
Phases, age.
When you get to a certain point and you're just saying to yourself, I'm not going to do that anymore. I just am not going to do that anymore. So, you know, going back to what I started out with is that for the avoidant person, it's really that the intensity of the emotions, the intensity of the closeness becomes so overwhelming. Somehow in that person's life, being close was just the most dangerous thing to experience. It could be a smothering parent or a distant parent, but that overwhelming feeling just causes a person to pull away and can also look like withdrawing from arguments. So it's not safe to argue. It's not safe to have any kind of confrontation. So you withdraw away from that. And this can cause, you know, huge challenges when it comes to relationships because of the inner conflict that you might be feeling deep down if you're avoidant, you want so badly to connect with others, but you're just not able to make that connection to resolve them. And so that just keeps you in this constantly detached situation. So I'm going to take a break now. We're going to draw a line under it there and come back in a couple minutes.
Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. And we have with us Lenny Matthews, our co-host with the most.
Hi there.
Hi, Lenny. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Our phone number here, folks, is 530-605-4567. If you're too shy to call in, you can text us or text L at
707-499-8999. What? No echo?
I forgot.
Or you can message any of us on Facebook Messenger.
Jolly.
Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim.
That's Matthews with two T's,
by the way. How else do you spell Matthews?
Never
mind. Lenny's going to tell us about our sponsor.
Yes, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated, the true industrial staffing company. Wanted to stress that there. And the source of your workforce. Does that sound like a commercial? Well, it's true. All you have to do is tell them what you need, and they'll get it. And they'll get it to you as the perfect fit, which means if you're a business and you're looking for a clerk, somebody that's bouncy and fun, and you want somebody to answer the phone and give information, they're not going to send you a shy, quiet girl. They're going to send you somebody bubbly. And the reason that they can do that is because they interview all of your prospects, all of the prospective employees, with a fine-tooth comb. It's in-depth, so they actually really know the personality and not just the skills that they're sending to you.
That's
so
good to know.
It's really important, to be honest with you. And you can reach them at 530-605-4517, or you can walk through their door They're off of Bocelli Lane in the Bocelli Lane Shopping Center. So that's KNF Staffing Solutions Incorporated.
All right. Well, thank you to them for your sponsorship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So before the break, we were just...
we were talking about attachment styles, and I did get a text in from a listener. I'm not going to say the name because I don't know if this person wants their name stated, but the question is, how does one change their attachment style? So, you know, that's a phenomenal question, because really that's what this is all about. This is really becoming self-aware how you attach. It's painful. It can be, if you don't have the luxury of having this secure attachment style, getting into relationships, one, it can be challenging to recognize what you're doing prior to getting into a relationship, and then two, so painful in that relationship, because like we said before the break, you're wanting intimacy, and any person is truly wanting connection in their life.
Of course, yeah.
But our coping skills are what we've learned to develop to keep us safe. The primary concern for us is keeping safe. So, you know, I don't have a quick answer for how you change it, but the first step is get yourself educated, learn as much as you can about the attachment styles and which one you fall under. And then there's so much out there on the internet about how to begin to heal from that attachment style. And, you know, I think if I had a client coming to me that was wanting to change their attachment style, that it's really going to require, you know, get into counseling, get into somebody that can help you deep dive into what the belief systems are that are driving that. Typically what's driving, really what is at the core of most of what we're suffering from, is that we don't feel like we're not enough. We feel like we're not enough. So
that was going to be my question, is how does one know what attachment style they are?
Yes.
Reading the notes, you know, or the... with, you know, all the different traits.
But right, you have to learn about what they are. You have
to
read them.
So do you just identify with one of those, or are you truly one of those, even though you just maybe think you are? Are you good enough to determine it yourself?
Well, I think it's like, I hate this term because it's overused, but it's scratching the surface. It's the tip of the iceberg. I think that identifying attachment styles is just really helping you realize there are some things going on. What was going on? And I'm less about diving into the past as much as I'm about what's your biggest challenge, and then how do we shift that? Moving forward, what does it look like to change that and shift the belief systems that are driving that? Yeah.
No, I'd like to say something. I'm a really visual person. So, like, for me, I have a list in front of me of four attachment styles, and I'm lucky enough to be able to read the characteristics of each one of them as a child and an adult. And just by reading this and going over this tonight, I pretty well nailed down, got a pretty good idea of which attachment style I have. So, and it changed, by the way, from when I was a child, had a traumatic marriage, so it changed again, and now I'm back to the secure attachment style, which I think personally is probably, if you're lucky enough to get there, that's a nice place to be for an attachment style. But what I was going to say was, once you're able to really, truly figure out which attachment style you have, then that gives you a really good opportunity to do some soul searching. And if it were me, I would go to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask my counselor, am I right on in this attachment style? If so, I'd like to move out of it and move into this one. How do I go about doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And that way, what's going to happen is you're going to get some really good basic counseling on...
You're going to get a roadmap.
Self-love, mm-hmm. self-acceptance, finding joy. It actually, basically, in becoming a healthier person. That's my thought.
Yeah, that's great. That's a... a great, concise process, Lenny. You know, start with where you are and where you want to be and what does that look like for you. But when I'm working with people, I always tell them, ask them, what does that look like to you? What would that be for you? If you want to feel more secure, what does security look like to you? Because everybody has a different definition of what that might be for them. So thank you for that, Lenny. I appreciate that. And thank you for texting in. We appreciate those questions as well.
It was a great question.
Yeah. So we're moving into the next one is anxious, or it can also be called preoccupied attachment style. And so this is where, and I think that these attachment styles bleed into each other as well. It's not a box. It's not a clearly defined box because, you know, this one sounds off, very similar to the last one we were describing, and that's where you feel anxious and unsafe. But what's driving this might be a little bit different. You're so afraid of abandonment that the anxiousness is driving your reactions in the relationship. And so you might seek more closeness in your relationship, and, you will feel terrified if you sense that the other person is pulling away from you. And they may not be pulling away from you, but you may be so terrified of being abandoned. The anxiousness is from abandonment that you're over vigilant to everything that they're doing and reading so much into what they're doing that you end up driving that person away by trying to mind read and second guess. And I see this a lot with some of the gals that I work with, the horrific trauma that they face, a lot of these gals face in their growing up years. And that anxiousness, that's a monster because it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're so terrified of the abandonment that they now become, it's kind of a like the person who's drowning in the water. You go out to save them, and they take you down with them because they're just flailing and pulling from it. So what causes the anxious attachment style? Inconsistent parenting that fails to meet the child's needs. So it's an inconsistency that the child is just not getting their needs met. So they don't have any kind of security. They can't rely on what how that parent's going to respond from one moment to the next. So you might exhibit clingy behavior, wanting constant reassurance from your partner, and be incapable of trusting somebody.
I have some friends that totally are in that.
That fit that.
Yeah. Clingy. The reassurance, that's a big one.
I think they would probably also not have a very confident thought of themselves in the way they see themselves, and probably lacking in a lot of self-love, too.
Yeah, it's the inverse of the avoidant attachment style, where the avoidant is they see themselves good and others, see themselves in a positive light and others in, I'm okay, you're not, it's the avoidant. And with the anxious, I'm not okay, but you are. And so it's a negative self-view, but a positive self-view of others. So I'm wrong, the rest of the world is right. And then the fear of abandonment, what we've just mentioned, leads to high anxiety. And so that desire for security, the desire for attention, responsiveness from the partner just becomes overwhelming to the relationship.
And I would imagine that their trust goes out the window as well.
Well, they're not. They're just not able to. There's so much anxiety with it, and they're...
It's a big cost if they're hurt. Yeah.
Hypervigilant. They're just anxious about every part of the relationship that it just becomes overwhelming. And so that creates a reluctance to get close in relationships. It's a constant worry about your partner's love. And also being completely distraught once their relationship ends.
Yeah, it's a pretty miserable. I've been here,
yeah.
And it's very uncomfortable. It's miserable, and it's miserable for the partner.
Yeah,
it's not a good combination for. For okay. A win. Okay, be right back.
Be right back.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Good evening. Welcome to the Ask Gail Show.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Gail Show. And we have with us also our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. If you are too shy to call, then you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook Messenger to Ask L, Lenny Matthews with two T's, and me, Ron Lim.
And I just want to add that was 707-499-8999.
Good job. Good memory.
You want to tell us feel abandoned when she doesn't jump in on my phone.
I know.
Honestly, I was being responsible and just going over my notes. I missed the
key. I was feeling anxious.
Well, you're hired.
Having an anxious
again.
Attack.
You can stay. You can stay. Tell us about our sponsor, Lenny.
Our sponsor, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated, connecting employers to candidates for a mutually beneficial relationship.
Wow.
They get it right the first time on both ends, for the employee and the employer.
They match them up.
They do, and it doesn't matter what you need. They'll get you the perfect fit, whether it's for construction, manufacturing, hospitality, automotive, medical, administrative, janitorial. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Anything. Yeah, you missed out on that one.
I did.
their pay, you've got to call and ask about their pay because they're extremely competitive. They offer benefits. Ask about that. And they also are a true industrial staffing company, which is I think that's kind of different. I don't recall seeing that with their competitors.
Yeah,
so.
It's part of the special.
Yeah, yeah. They're
definitely
here in they have four or five, I think. Mm-hmm. I think they mentioned five locations now. The one in Reading is, you can reach them at 530-605-4517. Or you can walk through their door. They're off of Bocelli Lane in the Bocelli Lane Shopping Center. K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated.
Thank you again, K&S. Okay, so coming back from our break, we're going to...
Continuing on attachment styles. And I do have a text in from one of our listeners who says that anxious attachment attaches to avoidant. So anxious and avoidant come together.
Okay.
Well, that means that...
So the anxious... Okay, I read it wrong. The anxious attaches, the avoidant withdraws, so it becomes a runner-chaser dynamic. So when these types get together... That's interesting. When these types get together, it creates a lot of dynamics, including abuse, which would make sense, because in that relationship, eventually you end up with a complete lack of control. Neither one of them feels like they have any control over the situation, which is a lot of what, when an abusive person becomes abusive, is a lot of times when they feel completely out of control.
Well, that would
so
be
interesting.
The high anxiety, anxious attachment guy or girl.
This, from what I'm reading in this text, he's saying that the anxious style attaches, the avoidant style withdraws, so you
right.
have a runner-chaser dynamic. And I can see that. Yeah, you've got
oh, yeah,
the runner
yeah,
and the chaser.
And the chaser would be the abuser because the runner, I can't see
is
the runner.
Running.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Absolutely. Yeah, so, and this next one, are we doing this one here?
Yeah, we're going to get into that one next.
Okay.
And so... Go ahead, Lynn.
Well,
do you have something you want to say?
I was just going to say that in reading this next attachment style, it's called disorganized attachment.
Yeah.
For me, it looks like it's a little bit of all of it. It's just kind of a mixed up, jumbled thing, you know? And
yeah, in this one, that's exactly what it is. With this one, the relationship feels chaotic.
So
it's confusing, overwhelming, because they're swinging this attachment style. It's called fearful avoidant or disorganized, swings between avoidant and anxious. And so they're in themselves, they're pushing away and pulling close. That's what you were talking about earlier, Ron. Push away, pull close. Push away, pull close.
So if the listener is having a hard time pinpointing what attachment style they fall under, and there's a little of this one and a little of that one, you may fall into the disorganized attachment style.
You feel hot and cold, and feeling very confused about relationships. And so, again, you know, this is a attachment style, because I don't want our listeners to be hearing what we're saying and then feel guilt and shame about the attachment style.
Right.
What's really important in this is that you understand that these attachment styles are linked to trauma, neglect, abuse, and even overindulgence is a sense of abuse. When a child is overindulged
Absolutely.
And not given the growth process, and so we call it the spoiled child, but it's true that overindulgence creates an insecurity in the child.
Don't we have a generation of kids right now like that? A whole generation.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not overindulgence in parenting and guidance.
You're right. It's a both. It's the neglect,
yes.
The preoccupation, the disconnected and distant parenting, distracted, and then also along with the overindulgence.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I would say throwing them something to play with.
Which I'm not going to say I'm not guilty of.
And as I said a little earlier, this these attachment styles can also absolutely be with friends.
Doesn't have to be in a relationship.
Truly, this can show up in friendship.
Yes, I have a friend.
I have divorced friends over it. It's exhausting.
I texted and said that her friend, she thinks is avoidant because she acts like
they
that.
Avoid.
Yeah, they avoid. So
if your friend is avoiding you, it can be very confusing because the times when they are present, it seems like they're wanting to be friends with you, but then suddenly they're avoiding the friendship. And I'm just going to clarify something here because Lindy and I are very close friends, but our schedules create a situation where we are not able to stay in contact with each other as much as we would like to. That's not the same as avoidance. Avoidance is generated by a fear of the relationship being overwhelmed and then running away from it.
That's
so
true.
You have to make that distinction. Lenny and I are adults. We understand our schedules and, we give each other our ears. We lend each other our ears. It could be a text. It could be we check in with each other.
Well, there's a lot of friends that are that way.
Yeah.
They could, like, it's like they're together 24/7, but they only talk once a month.
And so the anxious person might take that busyness you don't have any time for me,
you don't care about me, you're not interested in me, exactly.
You didn't remember this, you didn't remember that. So you have to evaluate that, how is the relationship, how is the response to that distance or that lack of connection? My good friends, I have friends that have been my friends, most of my good friends have been my friends over 30 years. There is that general understanding that we are there for each other, we have each other's back. There's no fear. I don't have fear around my friendships, but I sure feel a knot in my stomach when someone comes into my world and suddenly throws this feeling where I'm like, ooh, that's yucky. What is it? And I need to evaluate what that is. What's going on?
Or you have guilt and shame for not, I haven't heard from you in, 2 or 3 weeks. Don't you like me?
Yeah. That's a good sign. That's a good indicator.
If they say, I haven't seen or heard from you, I miss you.
That's different.
That's different than, don't you like me anymore?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And okay. I don't think I could hang with a man or a woman like that,
I have a question that came in on a text from one of our listeners. She says to call her Taylor. Question, how does an anxious attachment, a style, avoid an avoidant?
Figure out what attachment style they are.
Yeah,
and don't
that's
hang
good.
Out with them.
There's a lot of healing that has to happen around that, and there's education that needs to happen in that, counseling, and getting to the root of what, we tend to choose partners that help, that repeat what it is, the emotional climate of how we were raised. So we tend to be attracted to people that are going to help repeat whatever it is we were feeling when we were growing up. So you want to pay attention to that. Am I picking someone, being with this person, is that repeating a feeling that I had, the overarching feeling that I had growing up? Pay attention to those. But definitely learn about these styles and get, find a good counselor.
Yeah. And I would see them as red flags too. If it's happened before and it doesn't match your attachment style, if you start seeing that in a new person, that would be a red flag for you, right?
Yeah. No? It is. It's a red. Now,
it doesn't work for you, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you've done the anxious attachment and it doesn't work for you, you go on to a new relationship and they have a mix between anxious and disorganized, that would be red flags for me.
My red flag is, do I feel anxious around this person? Am I feeling this way around this person? And then I know, okay, this is a person that there's something about that person. It's creating something in me that doesn't feel right. And so that's my red flag for myself.
Does it feel warm and fuzzy?
Yeah,
well,
what's going on?
There's right.
There's something that's not clean about it. There's something that's crooked in it.
I like that word.
Yeah.
Clean is good.
Yeah.
Clean is good. You don't overthink.
We're getting near to the end of the show, so I think we can just wrap it up here.
We're just going to draw a line under
here. Well, we're pretty close.
No, we got 30 seconds left. No, we don't have 30 seconds left. We're wrapping it up. Okay, thank you so much. Hey, props to our producer back there.
And thank you for our great, great sponsor, K&S Staffing Solutions.
And for our listeners, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.